IP? Never heard of it. How do you spell that? As only China can do, there is a tremendous amount of engineering talent supplied at low cost in the country. Combined with the lower cost of materials and manufacturing, how hard can it be to see a market-leading product, whether it is a 3D printer, a CNC machine, an automobile, or an airplane, produce another one that performs just as well, if not better? Indeed, as a recent trip to China has proven that there is little compunction in companies outside of the US and the EU to honor patents and other IP. In China, copying is a specialty. A Chinese artist proudly shows a near-perfect copy of a masterpiece, picture from Flux. Michelangelo's Pietà is unmercifully reproduced, a Van Gogh that takes a Dutch art expert to identify. Can be had for $37. They've even taken to reproducing oil paintings, from famous artists and from known names. Paris's Montmartre is where tourists snatch up oil paintings from real French painters, but maybe buying the work of a very good copycat artist in a nearby town, see story in The Australian. Engineering products, is nothing sacred? A handheld scanner I see in China during a press tour looks a little too much like one sold as the 3D system Sense. I am told over dinner by a talkative reseller that one of the 3D printers on a factory tour is virtually identical to one made by a European company. In all fairness, when patents run their course, duplicating technology is no longer illegal. What's next? If you have a hit product, you are not safe from being copied, undersold, and ultimately usurped. Whether it is CAD software, a 3D printer, a Swiss watch, or a precision CNC machine, a car, or even a commercial airplane. There is no end to the talent, will, and sheer numbers of the forces amassing as you read this. Take, for example, the tech darling that is Apple, with a runaway hit the iPhone, and a valuation in the billions, more money in the banks, foreign banks mostly, but that's another story than the United States. Go to any major city in China and, sure enough, every other person seems to be head down, walking, sitting, driving. Over a smartphone, every 10th person has two, dropping or pocketing one, to attend to the other. But it's rarely an iPhone. Samsung, Huawei are just two very popular brands. In recent months, full-page ads for Asian smartphone companies have been appearing in American publications. How much time does Apple have? For six centuries, China was content on keeping to itself. Now, there's a global economic expansion, one that has taken on more speed as the US recedes. With technology and engineering and manufacturing under their belt, only sales and marketing remain as barriers. One Chinese CAD company recently blazed its message across Times Square. It cost a bundle and didn't work out. But if you think of it as an exploration, it will serve as a marketing lesson learned. It's not long before some Chinese company will make a big splash on Super Bowl. That's game over.